set, guys? It's okay.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by just a wonderful young man. And I won't have to stop calling you young because you got so much gray in that beard now.
Man.
Maybe it's premature.
I don't know. I think it's right on time, actually.
Or maybe it's the fact that you're engaged in politics and it's starting to have an impact on you. But anyway, it's State Representative David Bowen, who's a candidate for Lieutenant Governor. You know, we were talking about what's happening at the state level. Governor Evers is going to be... faced with, you know, a lot of challenges in 2024. The Republicans are going to do everything within their power, the financial power of the National Republican Party is going to come into this state to try to unseat Governor Evers, because if nothing else, Republicans have understood that it is local state government that is more powerful than the national government, and all things are local. And so they've proven that by controlling what they control on state levels. The power that Governor Evers has and has been wielding to prevent total control by Republicans was something that was given to Governor Walker. And, you know, that gave him that unlimited power. I don't think they ever thought that, you know, Walker would be gone and that a Democrat would wind up with that kind of power. And it's kind of thrown them for a loop, right?
Absolutely. And you can tell by how they're governing.
Yeah.
You know, listen, Governor Evers has done an amazing job of getting back to the core things that people need. And when you measure the progress his administration has made on a number of different fronts of infrastructure, making sure that families had the supports they need during a pandemic,
right,
and supporting small businesses to get back on their feet after the just how the recession caused by the pandemic affected everybody in our economy. And the Biden administration being able to build progress as well. We're talking about possibly in this next upcoming election cycle, things actually going back to Republican complete control instead of keeping this balance that actually has been healthy for the state, that's been healthy for our future. And I think it's important to recognize there are a number of us that have been helping to champion the governor's agenda and everything that we need to do for residents of the city, of the state of Wisconsin.
You know, what the governor has been able to do is because he was given some of the greatest power of any governor in this country. That's what Scott Walker had. And now he's able, and if you look at all the different things that he's prevented from happening that would have punished communities like ours even more, you'll get to understand why it's critically important that he remains there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that
there's no way in with what we are dealing with now that we can afford to have Governor Evers taken away from that position and a Rebecca Clayfish or any, you know, of those people to come in and take control, because our community is faced with enough issues now without having to deal with that. But let's do this, man. So you've made a decision. You were, as you stated, you were the vice president of the, not vice,
vice chair
of the Democratic Party for a number of years as a very young man. What were you able to learn from that?
I was able to build connections, grassroots
you
connections all over the state.
Right.
I was able to hear directly from some of the most contributing members of the party and those new influx of Democrats as you had the 2016 election cycle that included a number of young people being involved in politics and especially in party level politics for the first time. You know, there is a path forward to be able to continue to have a big tent party with so many different perspectives and viewpoints, but we all still believe in the main core issues that still unify us. And there is a way to unify the whole left, the folks that lean left, and even those independents that have joined us as well, to be able to keep this state, especially as you look at the whole trajectory of the country. Wisconsin has continued to be the outlier of one of the most important states, as a toss-up state, as a purple state.
So what's your thought process on Democrats on even the national level? And you hear constantly about the big tent that Democrats have, but then you have progressives who are saying, you know, we're not getting the things done that we want to have done. And then you've got the moderate Democrats, and you've got, you, when you say you've got a big tent, it means you've got all these different views of people who say we're Democrats, and they don't always come together. And the question becomes sometimes whose vision is going to win out, and how far are we willing to push this before we make a decision that we have to be all on one accord in order for us to be able to get anything accomplished.
I mean, it reminds me of what it will take for Governor Evers to win in the midterms, when usually there is historically a backlash against the incumbent right. president. Obama saw that in 2010. And what we have to do in this moment is to unify our base. We have
That's
to be able to
said than done.
Unify the state. Definitely easier to say, but when it comes down to it, we have more of us than it is of them, and more of us that closely align in our thoughts and perspectives than it is of them. We can do this if we are committed to doing the real hard work.
So let's clarify, when you say more of us than there are of them, meaning more Democrats in this country than Republicans.
And I would say even there are more of us that agree on the issues,
okay.
right? That believe that the wealthy should pay their fair share, that believe that we need to invest into our systems of education and our young people, that believe that we have held off on some of the biggest transformative policy points, from legalizing
marijuana
to having these healthcare in our country that isn't based on how much money you have. So there are so many things that we know that when it comes to the issues, whether you are a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, whether you lean left or lean right, there are sometimes way more of us that are all agreeing on these issues rather than opposing and saying we can't do any of those things, that the future just can't take. The real trajectory that our state should have to be able to be better.
So my guest is State Representative David Bowen. He's a candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. I'm glad you're here. A lot to talk about. We'll be right back.